Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
What we've seen since 2019 to 2023, an increase of 973% of callers.
That's Caroline Hawley, director of the Virginia Partnership for Gaming and Health, part of the state's effort to combat problem gambling. Hawley told a General Assembly subcommittee about the increase in calls her group has gotten from those experiencing gambling addiction. Gambling addiction is similar to other addictions, but its most chilling statistic is its link with suicide. One study found over 50% of problem gamblers consider ending their lives. But Hawley, who runs a state partnership with help from VCU's Department of Rehabilitation and Counseling, said the treatment system they've created is working. In the first quarter of this year, they had 166 referrals to the partnership, with over 50% of those people connecting with treatment. Comparable programs around the country usually see only 4 to 10% ever make it to treatment, she said. And while a provider shortage exists, like many other healthcare workforce fields, Hawley said the partnership has built a network of 105 providers across the state. Perhaps most remarkable, 96% of the people that end up in treatment say they've stopped or decreased gambling after 6 months.
So what we're doing here in Virginia is truly remarkable, and we're becoming a model for other states to follow.
Virginia is considering even more gaming expansions. A pair of skill game bills may be heard in a special Senate session Tuesday. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.